We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
How good's a Sunday session, Joey? I've missed these.
I don't reckon you've missed a Sunday session in your life, Bill.
No, you dick. The Rush Hour Sunday session. Oh. I just kick back and listen to all my elite work for the week.
It has been good. But speaking of elite, Champion Data released their list of the AFL's elite players, and it certainly raised some eyebrows.
It did, didn't it? Big Mason Cox. Plus, we preview the Australian Open. We've got my magnificent hump day quiz and a very funny joke.
But next, Aussie cricketer Marcus Harris joins us to tell us all about the toasted sandwich rumour.
Yes, yeah.
Our next guest earned his way back into the Aussie Test side by smashing South Australia all over the park.
2-0-0, unbeaten, a double hundred. Marcus Harris for Victoria. Well played.
Please welcome Marcus Harris.
Ah, Joey, I love this man. He is our favourite cricketer on the Rush Hour.
Will Bukowski.
No, not Will. No.
The big Duke, Johnny Hastings.
No, well, we do have the Duke on. You're right, yeah, but no.
So he's your third favourite.
Yeah, our third favourite cricketer is Marcus Sinclair Harris. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, thanks for the intro.
Hey, great to have you on board, mate. And I must say, well done for getting back in the test team, because everyone gave you no hope, but I said no. Our little man that comes on air, he'll be back in there. And second innings, seeing him beautifully, get to 38, and then got out, Marcus.
I know. Well, it didn't go to plan, Bill, but, yeah, it was good to get back in the side, obviously after being out for 12 months, so... disappointing not to get the win in that last test, but it was definitely good to be back in the side.
What was the wash-up, Marcus, from the series? What's JL, Justin Langer? Actually, he's been in the news a little bit, so we might ask about...
He's copped a bit.
Oh, actually, have you ever copped a spray from Justin Langer, Marcus? Have you been on the end of one of his sprays that he seems to dish out?
I've been on thousands of things, but no, it was obviously disappointing that we didn't get the series. Obviously didn't win especially after that first test in Adelaide. But I think to India's credit, the depth that they showed throughout the whole series was unbelievable. I think in both of those last tests, we gave ourselves a good chance to win. And I think you could probably argue on that last day that they were almost just too good for us, the way Pant batted and especially Pujara. Was disappointing. But in regards to JL, he's a very passionate man. So I think anyone that knows JL knows that's how he is. And, you know, wears his heart in his sleeve. And I think that's one of his many strengths.
No, I love it because he's tough. And sometimes you need to be told and put back in your box, don't you, Joe? It happens in footy.
Yep.
But is it true that he barred a player from carrying a toasted sandwich? Now, is this true? One of the players had a toasted sanger, was going to put it in his pocket.
Try and walk
out into the ground and eat it. Surely you don't do that, you blokes.
I'm not sure. I was sitting there when it happened. I'm not sure he was going to walk on the ground, but there was someone eating the toaster, yeah. Well, it was nothing too bad.
Bowler or a batter?
Batter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not silly Marnus, was it?
I'm not saying any names.
Hey, what about Marnus? Does he ever switch off? Does he, his celebrations, when he's in the field, he's always yapping. Does he ever switch off?
Oh, he's got too much energy, and because he's a non-drinker, and he's never hungover either, so he's like that all the time. But... I think that's what's good about Marnus. He's got so much energy and he brings so much to the game and he's always on. And I think, like you saw again this summer, he was probably our best batsman again. So he's going pretty well, Marnie.
Yeah, we know he's a star cricketer. We know he can bat, but he's had the microphone on him for the BBL, Bill. He's bowling. He's taking a lot of wickets. But can we get some audio of Marnus in the field in the BBL? Because we're getting a bit of an inside glimpse into what this bloke's like.
Adelaide.
Is it in a foreign language, that appeal? That's something out of the Karate Kid.
Catch it! Catch it!
Yeah! He's a Karate Kid. There.
It is!
He's not quite right, is he?
Nah.
NQR.
I don't think he's the full quid. he's absolute carrier. I think one of the funny things in the Big Bash is when you hear those guys on the microphone, That's not actually how they act. So I'm not sure if that's got anything to do with it. Like, Finchie's nice to people in the field when he's got the microphone on. So Maxie, so.
Congratulations, got engaged too, he did, to the well lovely done. Cat. So that was nice, mate.
Yeah, that was good. She said to make sure to mention if anyone asked what you've been doing, not to say I've been doing nothing. So that was good. She just got home from Perth, so I haven't seen her for a couple of months. So
we'll give you some time. We'll let you go. Little harrow. Hey, good luck, mate. Great speaking to you, and thanks for coming on the Rush Hour.
Thank you. No worries, boys.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's back.
Yay, Bill!
We don't know how, and we don't know why.
You know why?
Because we need something.
They soak up some time.
It's the return of the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be back with you. Looking forward to this, Joey. I'm excited. The Hump Day Quiz.
First one for 2021. Looking forward to it.
Who have we got, Joey, in the first one for 2021?
Well, we've got Stephen and Michael on the line, which is great. But both of them are from Perth.
Sucked in.
Two boys from Perth. So great to have them. And I think they're stuck in lockdown too. Stephen, you there, mate?
Yeah, good day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. You in lockdown at the moment?
Yeah, we are, mate. Bit of spare time here at the moment. So
what have you been doing?
Yeah. Well, the kids were about to go back to school on Monday, mate. We were so close. So just a bit of homeschooling and trying to do a bit of work, mate. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, and we got Michael there too. He's in lockdown. Hello, Mickey boy.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Joey. How are we?
Going well, mate. What have you been doing, Deezy?
Just working from home.
What do you do?
Personal training manager.
Geez, there's plenty going on over in Perth. You see the fires. They were terrible fires too, boys. And then you got a hurricane or something, haven't you?
Cyclone coming around, yeah.
What's going on?
Wow. Plenty happening there, let me tell you. Righto, you are familiar with the quiz?
Yes.
Five questions. Yep. Get in first. Just say your name. Stephen Michael, who was a very good player, by the way. and whoever answers the most wins those, or one of them wins one of the great prizes. And the other one gets wins the other. Here we go. You ready, boys?
Yep. Yep.
Who was photographed walking along the beach with his...
Michael.
Hang on. Let me finish. Yeah, go, Michael.
Greg Norman.
Well done.
Well done.
Oh, I wanted to finish. Yeah, finish.
Did you say what the theme was for this quiz? Did that get mentioned?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, what's the theme for this quiz?
Last year, 2020.
2020. What happened in 2020?
Shut up, Joey. Walking along the beach with his dog and his one wood was the
Greg
question.
Norman.
It's more like a driver.
One wood driver. But actually, for you, it'd be a putter. Number two, boys, is a audio question. Here it is.
Who is this?
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
Stephen, who's that?
That was a Karen from Brighton.
Yeah, well done, Stephen.
One all.
Thought that it might have been hard for the boys from Perth, because obviously Karen from Brighton was famous down here. But yeah, exactly. Well done, Steve.
Exactly. A lot of Karens out there. Number three. Now, hopefully you'll know this one. What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Stephen.
They both know it. I think Michael got him first there.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Can you ask the question one more time? Okay.
What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Michael?
Your grandfather.
Yeah! It's actually a good gag, that.
You still can't say
wrinkliest. Shut up, Brabs. Michael leads 2-1.
Thank you, Joe. Another audio question. Who is this?
I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet.
Stephen.
Dancing
Michael.
Around the living room, spilling wine.
That was Stephen first. Who was that playing the guitar and singing so beautifully?
Steve Smith, man. Ooh. I reckon he sticks to the batting.
Can we just play that again? I want to listen to that. That's I think you're right. He should stick to the batting.
I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet. Dancing around the living room, spilling wine on your dress.
Actually, it's better. Second, third time round.
You reckon?
No, yeah.
Well,
too old.
Yep, set up perfectly.
Tiebreaker. Big question. Name the... You can now wait for it all, boys, or you can jump in if you want to. Name the 2020 AFL Premiers, the Brownlow Medalist, and the Coleman Medalist.
Got to get all three.
Stephen.
All right, first crack, Steve.
Yeah, Richmond.
Mm. Premier. Brownlow.
Lockie Neal.
Lockie Neal. Two from two. And the Coleman.
Coleman Medalist, Tom Hawkins.
Yes! Stephen, well done.
Well, Bill, you know I love the footy, and it's getting close to AFL season. The community series is a month away, almost exactly to the day, 4 weeks until we start playing again. So I wanted to get in to start having a look at these clubs. We had a bit of a disagreement the other day, didn't we? Which teams we think will be top two. I like Port and Brisbane. You like
Geelong and Richmond.
You went out there on a limb, the two teams that played in the grand final. But just having a look through the champion data revealing their elite players at every club, and it always fascinates me. There's always a lot of familiar names. You look at the Brisbane Lions and, you know, Harris Andrews and Lachie Neal, etc. There's always a few strange ones that catch the eye, how they make the elite status.
So these are the A-graders of your club,
absolute
right?
Elite. According to the stats, not opinion, right, not based on other than facts and stats. So Adelaide don't have any.
None.
No, Brisbane have got five, as we said. Daniel Rich, Harris Andrews, Neal, Jared Lyons, McCluggage. Carlton, no Paddy Cripps, but they've got Adam Saad and Sam Walsh and Zach Fisher.
No, Paddy Cripps is an A-grader.
He's an A-grader. Collingwood have got five. Mason Cox is in there. I don't know how Champion Data came up with Mason Cox.
Mason Cox?
Still elite.
No, he must be elite in being 7 foot.
Yeah, I think if they categorise it, out of all the 7 footers in the competition, he's number one.
Jordan DeGoey, he's got a sore groin too, they're telling me.
Yeah, I saw that.
You didn't see it, I told you.
You told me? Yeah.
It was news on the news last night.
What about Essendon, had a
Jordan,
poor year?
Yeah, Jordan Ridley, the best and fairest winner, the young star. He's an intercept defender. Nat Fife, of course. Yeah. So some familiar names.
Cats.
At Freo.
What about the Cats?
I'm surprised they've only got four, to be honest. But Mark Blitzarves, Tommy Hawkins, Paddy Dangerfield, Sam Menegola.
Yes.
But the Jeremy Cameron is now also there.
Sean Higgins.
They've got
Isaac Smith.
Cam Guthrie was an All-Australian. He couldn't get in.
Best and fairest.
Matt Rowe has already been elite category, but he only played five or six games.
Yeah.
Hawthorn's interesting because we spoke about them, and we spoke about them with Damien Barrett yesterday, where they're going to be at as a club. I think they'll be a huge talking point this year.
They'll be bottom four,
I think they'll be bottom four to six.
I say bottom four. Bottom I reckon I'm with you.
But so they've got five. They've got Luke Bruce, very good player. Chad Wingard, Sicily won't play at all. No. Big boy McAvoy was interesting, and yes, Jack Gunston is elite, but Gunston will miss the first half of the year, and we know that Wingard is a good player, but Sicily's out for the year as well.
Yes, exactly.
So the Hawks will struggle. The Ds, Petrarca, Oliver Gorn, Port Adelaide, Robbie Gray, Zach Butters.
Stephen Motlop.
No,
he's not.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's not an A-grade. Been a very, very good player, but he's not an A-grade.
No, but he's elite for score assists and accuracy in front of goal as a small forward. So that might have snuck him into that category. Richmond have got Vlosten, Edwards and Martin.
Yep.
You'd think a bit thin there. Dylan Grimes is probably a bit stiff. So was Shane Edwards or Dion Prestia or keep going.
Yep.
The Saints have got a couple and the Sydney Swans have got a couple. The Western Bulldogs and the West Coast Eagles have five each. The Bulldogs, Caleb Daniel, Marcus Bontempelli, Dunkley, Lockie Hunter, and Bailey Williams. Yeah. Bit of a surprise, but it's very interesting. The one that caught my GWS only got one elite player, Harry Perryman.
Oh.
If you had said to me, out of all the GWS Giants players would be elite, I wouldn't have said it would be Harry Perryman.
Because they've got all the superstars.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently, haven't they?
They do, but maybe that's
their best player?
I think Toby Green.
Who plays mainly forward?
Yeah, I think he's their best player.
Whitfield?
Well, they've got Whitfield, you've got Josh Kelly, Nick Haynes is a star. They've got a lot of good players. I love Taranto as a midfielder. Yeah. But
where are they going to finish?
They're an interesting one for me. I'm not sure where they're at. I think maybe their ship has sailed. I think they've missed the boat. I think with Jeremy Cameron leaving, Aiden Corr, Heath Shaw, Zach Williams, who's a very good player, I think they'll miss the eight, GWS Giants.
Geez, the coach will be under
the pump. Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be interesting where the Giants are at as a footy club, really.
And the Saints, your old mob?
Yeah, they're going well. They've got two, so they had...
No, but where will they finish?
They will finish definitely in the top eight. I don't know whether they can match the top four teams yet. The Brisbane, Port Adelaide, Richmond, Geelong, those sides.
Yeah.
I still think they're a rung below. So they'll be in that, you know, bottom part of the eight.
Right. And the Dogs?
Dogs are same scenario as St Kilda. Top eight worthy. Are they good enough to challenge the top four teams? It's up to these other clubs. Melbourne is another one that need to leapfrog it and try and challenge these big four or five clubs, including West Coast, who for the last two or three years have really been, you know, dominant in the competition.
One more club. Collingwood.
Oh, they're interesting as well. I think a lot rests on Jordan DeGoey because their forward line is going to struggle. You said his groins may be sore. I just don't think they can kick a big enough score. I still rate the coach. I rate their list and defensively, but I've got them just outside the eight. Do you think St Kilda and Western Bulldogs are better than Collingwood?
I think Collingwood are better than them.
Yeah, okay.
Because Jeremy Howe comes back. That'll help.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. They're a side to watch.
They are. They're going to be fascinating, the pies.
Right now, we're chatting tennis.
We are. Yes, indeed. I was just waiting for something to happen there. But I tell you, I did hear tennis being commentated over the weekend. Not good.
Was it?
Backhand, forehand. There's not a lot in it. But we're supposed to have Sam Groth, who couldn't make it. He's courtside as we speak. And so we thought we'd get someone better than that anyway. And that is you, Joe. So you're all over your tennis?
Yes, I've been following this closely, Bill. You know, no Australian has won the Grand Slam in Melbourne for 43 years.
Who was
so
the last?
So we'd love to see, well, I'm guessing Margaret Court. Who would it be?
Yeah, probably.
43 years ago?
Mark Edmondson.
Well, anyway, no Australian has won for 43 years. So that's all,
look,
Rabsy, that's all I do know.
I'll keep talking. I'll figure it out.
But we did get the Australian Open prize money.
Yeah.
Did you get that? Jules printed this off for us.
What about this?
So the total prize money, first of all, total for the Australian Open is $71.5 million. Yep. $71.5 million.
Yep. So that's doubles. That would include the men's, the women's, obviously, yep, mixed doubles.
It's qualifiers, all
yeah,
that.
It's yeah, it's a lot of money. Mm. So if you go out in the first round,
yep,
you still get $90,000.
$90,000 if you get beaten in the first round.
Yeah.
So if you win the second round.
If you get into the second round, so you lose the second round, that's $128,000.
$128,000.
And then it works its way up. You get $1 million to make the semis. Not a bad payday.
But this is for male and female.
Yeah, because it's both the same.
Yes.
Yeah, the pay equity. And then if you win it,
it's how much?
Just over $4 million.
$4 million if you win the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good.
Where's all that money come from?
Crowds? Certainly not much more. Sponsorships. Tennis Australia, everywhere, they'd have plenty of money.
So John Peers won the doubles in 2017, but if you're talking singles,
yeah, we are talking
Chris
singles.
O'Neill was the last one to win it in 1978 in the female.
Chris O'Neill?
Mm.
Wow. What, 78?
Yeah.
It's a long, long time ago.
43 years.
43 years, like what Joey said.
Our Australians, Bill. Nick Kyrgios, he's ranked 46 in the world. So while Ash Barty's number one, Nick Kyrgios 46.
What about Alex Diminor?
He's our best hope. He's the man. He's ranked 21. So he's seeded. He's seeded 21. He's our best hope. I think he could potentially sneak into a semi-final.
Yep.
Alex Diminor.
Well,
I think he's got the capability. He needs a bit of luck, obviously.
He does.
I mean, the big three or four, we know Djokovic, Nadal. The one I think can potentially win
who?
It, Bill, I think Daniil Medvedev.
Hey, 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 oh, my scope, see how they love to run. Where's he from? Russia.
Yeah. I think he can potentially win it.
Yeah.
So there's, I think Daniil Medvedev's a chance to win it. But Diminor, he can go deep.
Yeah, all right. I like it. I like the women's because I like to take a run an eye over the
have
women's.
You had a look at the women's seats?
I have, yes.
Yeah, can you help us out?
Well,
yeah,
our girl know. Ash Barty, who's into the Yarra Valley semi-finals, she's number one, of course. There's a lot of Russians.
Serena's at 10.
Serena's at 10. Number eight, Bianca Andreescu. She's a good player.
Andreescu.
Andreescu from Canada, yes.
Yep.
And then I like number seeded 26, Yula Putintseva.
Putintseva?
That's it.
Yep, yes, that's right. So she got Bill.
Number 29, another Russian. We love the Russians. her name is Katerina Alexandrova.
Alexandrova,
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And my favourite is number 32, Veronica. Could have met Rover.
Not Rover.
Yes, Rover.
Could have met
Rover. That's a name, isn't it? Could have met a Rover.
Kometova.
Break it down.
Could have met
a Rover.
For the first time this year.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I got down to zero on golf. I built a bike for my daughter, so I had this extra wheel that was supposed to be a tricycle. So... You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
I love this segment, Joey. It's a good one. It's Friday. Time to get something off your chest. You go away over the weekend, your chest is pumped out, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Have a couple of frothies.
Tell you what, if I was eligible to win the Blundstones, I'd be winning it because my story, I've been holding this one in all morning and I'm excited because this happened last night, Rabsy.
Oh.
I've started back playing basketball.
Yes.
Thursday nights, Burundara.
Who?
Burundara is where we played last night. Our team's called The Mob. We're a bit older,
Where's
but we
Burundara?
Burundara, Baldwin.
Oh, right.
Anyway,
the
Bill.
Mob.
Oh, the mob, we're called. Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, you like this one. We're down by 1 point.
Oh,
15 seconds to go.
Here we go.
It's, look, man, Dan the Man's our big centre. It's basically our whole offense revolves around him. We threw the ball into him. 10 seconds to go. He tries to take the game-winning shot. Missed it.
Dan.
Guess what? No. All the big boys go for the rebound. I just lurk just on the outside like I do. Tipped out to me. 5 seconds to go. Who hits the game winner? Bang. Joey with ice in his veins.
Nothing but net.
I wouldn't say that. It just went in, but hey, won the game by a point. Well, so that was last night. So the mob, we're off to a good start. We're 2-0.
You'd be little too. Little
I am little. I'm a little point guard. I'm like
who?
Isaiah Thomas.
Paddy Mills.
Or, yeah, Paddy Mills. But yeah. So I need to do some sort of exercise, Bill, so it's good that I can.
Melly.
What about my brag, what are you bragging about?
My brag artist is, now, we and myself and Jill and Ramsey got together before the show started.
No, a week before. I didn't do this. Don't put me in this.
And I came up with two segments. I weren't sure how they were going to go. I was a bit optimistic, weren't sure. But let me tell you, the two new segments that I brought to the show have been unbelievable. So popular, a lot of good feedback. One of them, of course, is what's trending unusual.
Yeah, which, that's a beauty.
And the other one
even
is,
better.
Is the quote. You're so unbelievable. The quote of the day. I just can't believe how well it's just taken off.
Yeah.
Some things work and some things just go down.
Yeah, well, hopefully we have some people that have some better brag artist stories than you, Bill.
We do have a couple of callers, I reckon, on the line.
Yeah.
We've got Sam from St Kilda. How you going, Sammy?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Sammy, what are you bragging about?
I went to footy training for the first time in about 15 years on Wednesday night, and I almost vomited. I almost passed out, and I reckon at one point I was pretty close to dying, but I survived and I got through, and excited for the year ahead.
Good. You're so unbelievable. Now, who's the team? Who are we? Who are we playing for?
Albert Park Falcons.
Oh, I went out there once. They're a good little club.
Yeah.
Got some very good...
Yeah, good social club. Lots of good people there.
That was my one training session.
Some good young blokes there. Bloody hell. Yeah. No, it's good. Oh, good on you. Sammy, all the best, mate.
We got Chris from Lang Warren, Bill.
Langers. Actually... Ryan Warren is from Lang Warren.
No, I'm from Narre Warren, which is the joke you continue to go with. That's all right.
What do you got?
My wife and I have just had our first child, and I've been changing 5 or more nappies a day, and I'm pretty happy about it. You're unbelievable.
Well done, Chris. No, it is 2021. We share the load. It's one of those things that we do. 5 nappies in one day.
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
Little boy.
Little boy. Nice. How's he going?
He's living the dream. He's just eating and sleeping.
Sounds like Bill.
Doing.
That's what I'd love to do.
That's all Bill does.
That's all you do.
That's all you do.
Actually, I do. But I'd like to put a nappy on and just lie in bed. And
we got another segment, a new segment, Joey, because people out there crying out for new segments. So we give it a go early. If they don't work,
we'll get feedback.
We want a lot of feedback too on this. But this one is, what stories are trending unusual?
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Well, there is an unusual one. It's over in Dutch. What's that called? Holland or wherever?
Netherlands.
Netherlands. Yep. It's over there, yeah. Joey, and you're all over this.
I did find this one, Bill, because I know you love your childish humour. I know you get little chuckles out of this. And I just did see this morning, the second division Dutch league, a team, SBV Excelsior. They were leading 3-0, and they were playing this other side called Den Bosch. You'd be all over Den Bosch. They're a very good side in the second division. Anyway, they came back from behind. They were down 3-0, and all of a sudden, young 22-year-old striker, Jiz Hornkamp, kicked 4 goals in 34 minutes to draw the game.
His name is?
Jiz Hornkamp.
That's his real name.
He's trending. Jiz. Jiz is trending in the United States.
Really?
You don't believe
it? Jiz Hornkamp.
There he is. Jiz Hornkamp. They were down 3-0. And then
what
in 34 happened? Minutes, he kicked 4 goals himself in 34
Jiz
minutes.
Jiz Hornkamp.
You're making... See, you're being immature here, Joey.
No, Bill, I'm not.
Joey, it's our first show back. Could be our last.
Bill.
It says here
that in the seventh, he kicked his third in the 78th minute.
Yep.
Then climaxing, the then botch kicked his fourth in the 86th minute.
Yes, Bill.
That is a good effort.
That is Jeez. A good effort.
The Rabs no more.
He's well, trending. So he's famous now, Jiz Hornkamp. No one had heard of him beforehand, but now he's trending in all over the world.
He's all over it. He is. No, he is. He's trending. Well done. I like that. I tell you else. What about this? I read it, the headline. Bayside Council drops bid to ban outdoor barbecues, pizza ovens and fire pits.
What?
Yes. Bayside Council had quietly dropped their bid to ban these barbecues, fire pits and pizza ovens. But how could you do that? And you know why? Because a resounding 86% said no, you cannot do that. I'd love to know the other 14%.
I know. What was the reason for wanting to do it?
Well, they said it was, it just all went up in smoke. That's what they said.
It got extinguished. About to go up in smoke.
It got extinguished. I think it was
they were worried about the offensive emissions.
That's
you know,
right.
The burning some solid fuels and those sorts of things. But that's
outdoor barbies, don't
of course. And fire pits and pizza ovens. Come on, please.
Come on. That is when you think of Australia. What do you think of?
Backyard fire
pits.
Pits. And barbecues and pizza ovens.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, but this one caught our attention today, Bill. What's been trending? And this was on the Kelly Clarkson show over in the States.
Yep.
Jennifer Coolidge was the guest. You know Jennifer Coolidge, who that is?
Well, I think I do.
Because, well, how do?
Well, she's Stifler's mum.
That's correct.
But is that the lady that we had in here one day in the studio?
Oh, you mean this lady?
Couple of handy types there, Jim.
No doubt about that, Bill.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
That's it. I mean, don't look at me.
He is the easiest touch ever. You just need to, you need to look at Bill, and he's gone to water, hasn't he?
Well, she met Stifler's mum.
We're sitting on a couch there, right here, and she got very...
seductive? Was she quite...
Very seductive.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
And started saying stuff like that and whispering and... Oh, I didn't know what to do.
Well, if that's interesting. If you thought that was seductive, let's just take a listen to this little story she was relaying on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Quite a few years back, I did come to Hawaii. And when you come and you're on vacation alone, you can kind of like create anything you want. And I ended up like meeting these two guys that were best friends. And I liked them both. And so I told them that I had an identical twin. And I dated both guys for 2 weeks.
Wow. So she dated two blokes, dated as in?
Yep, dated. Mm-hmm. Only a two-week sort of dating.
But there's a bit more than dating, I assume.
I don't know, yeah.
So for two blokes for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a bit because she was vacating alone. She was on holidays alone. And as she's saying, when you go overseas and travelling alone, you can probably get away with things that you might not be able to do in Melbourne.
So the question is,
what do you think of that, Bill?
Well, I like it. Well done, Jennifer.
That's interesting. Would you travel alone? When we're allowed to go back overseas, could you go overseas and travel on your own for a period of time?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Could not do it. I can't go to the movies on my own.
That surprised me because I would think you're the type of guy that could go to a bar by yourself and just start chatting to randoms and end up making best friends with people.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's good. But I get on the wrong train or the plane. I'm not great at all that stuff. What do you call that when you
just...
Nothing. I'm not going to that.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
A man goes to hospital and tells the nurse to promise that she won't laugh after she hears his problem, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a bit embarrassed about it, Joey. Of course I won't laugh, said the nurse. I'm a professional. In over 20 years, I've never laughed at a patient once. Okay, then. So the man drops his strides and pulls out the tiniest man thing, doodle, whatever you want to call
Willy.
It. Yeah, Willy, you've ever seen, okay? And the nurse has a look at it and could not believe how small it was. It was like a triple A battery. Smallest thing she's ever seen. Like a tic-tac. A tic-tac. So she was unable to control herself. The nurse started giggling, then fell to the floor laughing. 10 minutes later, she was able to struggle to her feet and regained her composure. She said, I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. On my honour, as a nurse and a lady, I promise it won't ever happen again. Now tell me, "What seems to be the problem?" The man said, "It's swollen."
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.